us offer our most reverential and loving salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we ever remain grateful to you for all that you have done for us and for all that you continue to do for us. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we learn a multi-faith bhajan that captures the essence of all religions, the universal message that God is love and love is God. This is the first line.
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
So that is how this bhajan goes. And this bhajan is in the language Hindi. It has 6 lines. Let's move on now and become familiar with its lyrics, and then we'll later go on to its raga, the tala, the bhava, the meaning of its every word, and in the end also listen to former students of Baba's university who are members of the Prashanti Bhajan group explain to us Swami's directions about bhajan singing. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, here are the lyrics to begin with.
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है, हर धड़कन में साई समा है, ईश्वर प्रेम है, प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है. बोलो राम रहीम, कृष्ण करीम, ज़ोराष्ट्रा येशु नानक, कोई भी नाम जपो रे मनवा, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow Brother Ravi Kumar every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh. This will help you to get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C pancham. Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar prem hai.
Prem Ishwar hai, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
हर धड़कन में साई समा है, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
हर धड़कन में साई समा है, ईश्वर प्रेम है.
हर धड़कन में साई समा है, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
हर धड़कन में साई समा है, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
राम रहीम कृष्ण करीम,
राम रहीम कृष्ण करीम।
बोलो राम रहीम कृष्ण करीम,
बोलो राम रहीम कृष्ण करीम।
जोराष्ट्राए यीशु नानक,
जोराष्ट्राए यीशु नानक,
जोराष्ट्राए यीशु नानक,
जोराष्ट्राए यीशु नानक।
मनवा ईश्वर प्रेम है।
कोई भी नाम जपो रे मनवा, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
मनवा कोई भी नाम जपो रे मनवा, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
मनवा कोई भी नाम जपो रे मनवा, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है।
So that is the tune of this slow melodious bhajan, and now as we proceed in this bhajan classroom, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, in which raga is this bhajan based?
Saram Vishu, well, this is a beautiful bhajan, but I think it's little complicated in terms of, I don't know which raga it just belongs to directly, which raga.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say it is a combination of some 2-3 ragas.
Okay.
Especially, I can say most of it is based on rag jog.
Okay, Hindustani raga.
In Hindustani. And if you see the Carnatic of that raga, you can say it is Natai. There is a rag Natai. So in jog you have the following notes.
Yeah.
In the arohana you have sa ga ga ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma ga ma ga ne ga sa. So you have sa ga ga, beautiful way of both the gas.
Yes.
Sa ga ga ma pa ni, ni is ni one.
Yeah.
Sa ni pa ma ga ma ga. There is a transition there. Ga ma ga. The first ga was shuddh ga. Ga shuddh ma ga. Komal ga. Ne ga sa. So this is rag. Actually, if you see in the Carnatic way of singing, in the natai, the actual swara for the note is, maybe you can sing it as sa re ga. But in Hindustani, we sing sa ga ga. It is known as both the gandhars are there.
Yes.
Sa ga ga ma. Actually, if you say like in the keys when you play,
yeah,
sa re ga ma, that's the notes. So in the Carnatic, we sing sa re ga ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma ga ma re sa. So I think I'm not sure of the exact raga which it belongs to, but these are the notes present in this bhajan.
Yeah.
So I can say most of it, I think it belongs to jog, and maybe in one or two lines it just gets deviated from the jog, where you have Ram Rahe Krishna Re, where the re comes there.
Yes.
Which little deviates from the raga.
Okay. Maybe you can give us a feel of how rag jog flows, because you're saying largely it is based on rag jog, right?
Yeah.
Gave us some idea, and in fact as you are doing the alap, we could see how at so many places this bhajan resonates with that feel of what you just sang. So can we go on to the bhajan now, Anirudh? Just tell us the swaras for every line.
Yeah, we'll do the first line now.
Yeah.
Prema Ishwar hai, Ishwar prema hai. Ga 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 ma pa, pa sa ni sa ni pa ma ma ni pa ma ga, ga ga ma ga ga sa,
ga 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 ma pa, pa sa ni sa ni pa ma ma ni pa ma ga, ga ga ma ga ga sa.
Har dhadkan mein sai sama hai, Ishwar prem hai. Ne 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 sa 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 ga, ne 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 sa sa pa, pa sa ni sa ni pa ma ma ni pa ma ga,
ni 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 sa 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 ga, ni 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 sa sa pa, pa sa ni sa ni pa ma ma ni pa ma ga.
Then we come back to the first line again. Ram Rahim Krishna Kareem, ga re sa sa ne, ga re sa sa. So here the remakes it out of the jog rag.
Yeah.
Re.
Out of the jog rag yeah. mode.
Ga re sa sa ni, ga re sa sa.
Zora sa ye sunanak. Ne sa ma ma. ईश्वर प्रेम है ग ग ग ग ग स स नि स प प स नि स नि प म म नि प म ग
ग ग ग ग ग स स नि स प प स नि स नि प म म नि प म ग
So the last line when we sing the second time,
Manva koi bina.
So we sing like that.
Manva nesa nesa gaga.
So that is the swaras for the Manva, but it comes little faster.
That really gives us a very good idea for especially all those who want to play this bhajan on the musical instruments. And Anirudh, are there more bhajans on this raga, jog? I know this is a mixture, but maybe you can share with us if there are more bhajans which have the same feel as this bhajan.
Yeah, some of the bhajans which come to my mind when I sing this Prem Ishwar hai is
Gajamukha, Gajamukha,
yes.
Gananatha.
Then you have
Samba Sadashiva Saishwara Gangadhara Hara Gauri Shiva.
Wow. Fantastic. And shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular 8 beat, Adi Talam.
Okay, so I think that really gives us a very good idea of the raga and the tala. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
So with this we are now familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. And now it's time to understand the sublime inner feeling or the bhava with which this bhajan should be sung. And for this, let us take up every line of this bhajan and try to unravel what is latent in its lyrics. We start with the first line.
प्रेम ईश्वर है ईश्वर प्रेम है
The first word here is प्रेम which means divine, selfless, unconditional, all-encompassing love. On one occasion Baba said, People speak about my powers and my miracles. But my greatest miracle is my love. There is nothing more powerful than divine love. All should share in this love. So that is Prem. The second word is Ishwar, which means Lord. The other word is He, which means is. On one occasion, Bhagwan revealed how divine love forms the basis for the creation of this cosmos. He said, there was no one to understand me until I created the worlds for my pleasure with one word. I separated myself from myself so that I could love myself. This is what Bhagwan once wrote to the students in Vrindavan. Further, Bhagwan says, the five elements that constitute the universe are based on love. Only when love combines with the five elements does the universe come into existence. The Supreme Consciousness wanted to experience the bliss of loving himself, and so he willed to separate himself and become many forms, and that is the beauty of divine love. So in this line, Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar Prem hai, we are seeing love is God, God is love. We glorify the Supreme Lord as nothing but pure, selfless love. Let's move on to the second line.
Har dhadkan mein saaye sama hai, Ishwar prem hai.
The first word here is har, meaning every. Second word is dhadkan, meaning heartbeat. The third word me means in. Sai is the fourth word. And the last phrase, Ishwar Prem Hai, we already discussed in the previous line. So in this line, Har Dhadkan Mein Sai Sama Hai, we are saying Lord Sai is imminent in every heartbeat. Sometimes bhajan singers also sing this line as Sab Dharmo Mein Sai Sama Hai, which means Lord Sai is imminent in every faith and every religion of this world. So in this line, we adore Lord Sai as the one who is truly the one who beats, who resonates within every individual soul of this universe. Let's move on to the third line.
Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar Prem hai.
This is a repeat of the first line. So when we sing Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar Prem hai, let us remember the Lord and His timeless principle of loving all, serving all. Let us pray to Him to help us radiate His love to everyone around. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Ram Rahim Krishna Kareem.
The first word here is Ram. In a Ram Navami discourse many years ago, Swami said, Rama is in all beings as the very core of their existence. Without Rama, there can be no Rama or joy. There can be no happiness or well-being. Because Rama is within you, you rejoice, you are pleased, you are happy, you feel blissful. Rama, therefore, is Prema, love. Therefore, see the Rama in all and love them and serve them. The second word is Rahim. It refers to Allah, the formless God whom Muslims worship. The word means the most merciful and compassionate one. Krishna is the third word. It refers to the avatar of the Lord, and it comes from the root word Karsh, which means to attract or draw towards, as in Akarshana. Baba says Krishna draws the mind away from sensory desires. He pulls the mind towards Him, so it is pulled away from everything else, for everything else is inferior, less valuable. Krishna satisfies the deepest thirst of man for peace, for joy, for wisdom. And He attracts every heart by His divine place, His miracles, His love. And that is the attitude of attraction, which is the characteristic of divinity. And why does God attract? Only to transform, reconstruct and reform us. The fourth word is Kareem, which is another name that Muslims use to glorify God, and it means generous in the Arabic language. Therefore, when we sing this line, Ram Rahim Krishna Kareem, we call out to the one God who is adored as Ram Rahim Krishna Kareem, the one who confers bliss on everyone, the most merciful one, the one who attracts our hearts and sublimates us. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Zarashna Eshunanak.
The first word here is Zoroastra, referring to Zoroastra, the prophet of Iran, who formally spread the religion Zoroastrianism, one of the earliest revealed religions of the world. He is also known to his followers as Zarathustra, where Zara means gold and Ustra means light. Thus this name means golden star. He was also known as a sage and a miracle worker. The second word is Yeshu, Jesus Christ. Baba says Ye means one, Su means good. Yesu means there is only one good, only one God, only one good Lord who is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. The third word is Nanak, denoting Guru Nanak, the first among the 10 gurus responsible for founding the Sikh religion. Nanak comes from Na Anak, meaning nothing but one. So in this line, Zoroastra, Yeshu, Nanak, we call out to the universal Lord by different names, Zoroastra, Yeshu and Nanak. Let's move on to the last line.
Koi bhi naam japo re manwa, Ishwar prem hai.
The first word here is koi bhi, which means any. Second word is naam, which means name. The third word is japore, which means chant. The word manwa means man. And the last phrase is prem ishwar hai. Bhagwan once said, I refuse to call anyone an atheist or an unbeliever, for all are creations of the Lord and repositories of His grace. In everyone's heart there is a spring of love, a rock of truth, and that love is God. In Baba's biography, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Volume 5, there is this journey of Mr. Philip, his journey of being a man of faith in God, who later became an atheist, and how he again came back to the spiritual path. Mr. Philip Matthew Prasad was born in a highly religious family in the state of Kerala, in southern India. Though he grew up in an atmosphere of communal harmony and understood the basic principles common to all religions, there was an abrupt change in his outlook when he entered college. Marxian thought had a deep impact on him and he became a fanatical atheist. Over the next few years, one thing led to another and he soon became one of the founding members of the first All India Committee of Naxalites, which was formed in Kolkata in 1986. He got caught up in armed conflicts with the police and in looting of landlords while working for the tribals in the hilly tracts of Kerala, and within a year he was imprisoned. When Philip was all alone in his cell in the district jail at Kozhikode in 1973, he felt great turmoil within him and began contemplating on the problems of life. A deep spiritual hunger erupted inside him. He was disillusioned with the ideology and the path he had chosen till then. And then came a turning point. The local Sathya Sai organization conducted bhajans in the jail just outside his cell. The very first time Philip heard the bhajans, he fretted and fumed, mainly because of his negative attitude towards anything spiritual. At the end of the bhajans one day, a Sai volunteer walked up to his cell and lovingly gave him an orange as prasadam through the iron bars. But Philip got so enraged that he took the orange and threw back the fruit, which hit the backside of the head of the volunteer. The volunteer simply turned, looked at Philip without any trace of anger or fear in his eyes, and calmly walked away. When Philip reflected deeply on this episode, it caused a deep moral dilemma in his heart. One night, unable to bear the piercing agony, Philip wept uncontrollably. At last, he felt compelled to pray, and he prayed to the Lord the Lord's Prayer, which was taught to him by his mother in his childhood. And Philip asked for only one boon that night. Oh Lord, give me sleep. He wanted to sleep. And the moment he prayed sincerely, he immediately slipped into a sweet, dreamless sleep. And that night turned everything for Philip. He had regained his lost faith. He spent the next 4 years in prayer, in namasmarana, in contemplation, and in the study of various religious scriptures. In fact, many years later, he even read about the teachings of Shirdi Sai and he felt a spontaneous affinity for Baba, because Baba shone forth as the messiah of harmony of religions in modern India. When Philip finally came out of prison, he became a lawyer and also dedicated himself to the uplift of the downtrodden masses as a political activist and a social worker. Once he met a great monk, and this monk's respectful words about Swami, about Baba, and the book Sai Baba, Man of Miracles by Howard Moffat left a deep impact on Philip. 2 days before Christmas in 1984, Philip had left his box containing his lawyer's coat and case files in his father's house in the city. The day after Christmas, his father brought it to him. When Philip opened the box, he heard a metallic sound. It was a ring with the face of Shirdi Sai embossed on it, and it was a perfect fit on his finger. Now, though he felt great ecstasy and was in bliss for 3 days, he doubted whether some overzealous devotee eager to spread Baba's message had placed the ring in his box. So he went around the shops in his area where such mementos were sold, looking for a similar ring, but he didn't find any. And he says, "I failed, not miserably, but happily." Very soon he came to Puttaparthi and had Bhagwan's darshan. But the burden of guilt in his heart and the suspicious looks of others prevented him from being genuinely happy and at peace. However, Bhagwan gave him his first interview in that year, 1985, and salvaged him ultimately from the vortex of guilt. Philip recalls, and I quote, "Swami accepted me as I was, lock, stock and barrel, without tampering with me in any way. That unconditional acceptance filled me with bliss. In that interview, which lasted for 45 minutes, Swami repeated 17 times, 'Don't taint your conscience with guilt.' No one had accepted me before, not even my mother. This acceptance triggered a gush of tears in me, which drenched my dress and the Lord's robe. Swami wiped my tears with his handkerchief and materialized vibhuti and poured it into my mouth." Unquote. And the story goes, Bhagwan then materialized a ring with an emerald for Philip, and while gifting it, looked at the ring that already adorned Philip's finger, and he asked with a twinkle in his eyes, "Is that ring available in the shops?" Philip understood that Baba was taunting him for his doubting nature. Baba also gave materialized gifts for every member of his family. Needless to say, Philip became an effective Sai messenger from then on, utilizing his talent of public speaking and writing for common good and for societal welfare. But there is an interesting twist to the story. Philip was once invited by the Satya Sai organization of Kozhikode to speak about Baba to a packed audience in the town hall in the city. During his talk, he mentioned the first Sai bhajans he had attended in the prison and his angry reaction to it. After his speech, an old man named Mr. Shankar Iyer came and insisted that Philip visit his home nearby. He was a wholesale flower merchant who had become a devotee of Baba many decades earlier. He offered a cup of coffee to Philip, and after he drank it, Shankar Iyer broke down and said that he was the volunteer whom Philip had hit in the prison. And he recalled, when the orange hit him, he had prayed to the Lord, "Swami, shower your mercy on this boy and transform him so that he becomes happy. Maybe someday with your grace, I can offer him a cup of coffee in my house." The real turning point in Philip's life was actually not his first interview with Bhagwan, but in fact this throwing the orange at the Sai volunteer and the prayer emerging spontaneously from the heart of this Sai Sevadal, and the way the Lord responded to this silent plea and sincere prayer of his devotee and resurrected Philip. Just a silent prayer for another person can in fact do wonders when our hearts are filled with sincere love and genuine compassion. The Lord responds. You can call Him by any name, and that is what is conveyed in this line. Koi bhi naam japo re manuva, Ishwar prem hai. God is love, and He responds to us whenever and wherever there is sincerity. And with that, dear listeners, we've attempted in getting a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And with this deeper understanding, let's now proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan. You will now hear this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
प्रेम ईश्वर है, ईश्वर प्रेम है। प्रेम ईश्वर है,
last part of this session, here is an excerpt from the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three former students, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share Bhagwan's instructions about bhajan singing.
One other thing that Swami used to always expect from bhajan singers was a clean-shaven face and neat dressing.
The next point is about selection of bhajans. At least in Prashanti Nilayam, selection of bhajans for a particular bhajan session happens this way. There is a particular discipline for the whole group that the whole group follows, and then
the individual as well.
The individual as well. So what are some of the points that we follow for the group?
So in Prashanti Nilayam, we don't follow the what is followed elsewhere, that is Guru, Devi. The thing that we have in Prashanti Nilayam is slow to fast. Slow bhajans to fast bhajans. So we slowly build up the crescendo and end. So you would not probably have Abhavanasha Puttapati Purisha coming at something like 10. Okay. And you will not have something like Guru Baba, Guru Baba. We will not sing it second. We will probably sing Guru Baba at the 10th because that's the height of the crescendo that we are taking the whole thing. One other thing very, very important Swami used to say is cover all the deities. Don't leave out, because there could be some devotee who is wanting to convey his prayer through his chosen deity to me. His Ishta Devata may be Rama. So sing a Rama bhajan for his sake. Sing a Krishna bhajan. And Swami would typically say that don't have two Krishna bhajans one after the other. Don't have two Shiva bhajan. If you're having a Shiva bhajan, next should be a Krishna bhajan. Next should be a Devi bhajan. Next should be a Sarvadharma bhajan. That kind of thing. So cover all the deities, slow to fast. We typically have always different beats. We have a 6-beat bhajan. We would probably have Jagadishwari Daya Karoma. We would definitely have a 6-beat bhajan in all our bhajans, rather than all bhajans being in 8-beat, which is the predominant beat. And we also follow very informally this concept of different styles and different ragas of bhajans, if you can say. That is, just imagine, the first bhajan is He Shivanandana Jaya Jagavandana. Second bhajan is Tripura Sundari Ma. Third bhajan is Jaya Jaya Ram Jagat. Fourth bhajan is Nandalala. It's all the same kind of, the same melancholy and depression in your heart. And so have, for example, if you're having Tripura Sundari Ma, next bhajan, Tumaho Anath Nath Bhagavan. So have different styles. So major, minor, we always try to make that. We don't have too many Yaman bhajans going one after the other. We have a mix. So those are some of the things about selection of bhajans in a bhajan session.
So that was a small excerpt from a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop in Bhagwan's Ashram in Vrindavan, Bangalore in June 2013. And that brings us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this as much as we did in offering it to you. Please do send us your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most loving Bhagwan.